Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, go to generousjew.co.uk. Today's podcast is brought to us by Reverend Jonathan Rowe, Rector, St. Matthew's and St. Paul's, Winchester. For 2024, our focus verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 27. What is impossible with man is possible with God. All of our podcasters will be reflecting on times of receiving generosity and sharing the personal impact it left on their life.
Since 2022, I've led two churches in Winchester. As rector, it's a privilege to see generosity in action. Time, money, and expertise make things possible. From free meals for the needy, to parish visitors to befriend the lonely. From children's and youth work to Sunday services, all depend upon generosity. Without it, the church would cease functioning, and we'd stop blessing those beyond ourselves in the name of Jesus. I'll return to that thought, but first a story. For many years I lived in Spain, training church leaders as principal of a theological college. I was seconded to the college by the Church Mission Society, so we visited churches in the UK each year and published regular newsletters to help raise funds. I always thought it remarkable that despite very little contact, churches here in the UK gave significant sums. I doubt many people knew who we were, what we did to train Spanish-speaking church leaders, or the impact of our work. Yet they supported us. I called it unknowing generosity. Unknowing generosity was humbling. People gave simply trusting that their gift would be used for the sake of the gospel. It was a moment of grace pointing to God's grace. And unknowing generosity was also helpful, for a gift given without expecting anything at all in return means the recipient doesn't need to expend extra time and effort beyond the usual demands of proper accounting. Some people like to give to specific things. In our parish, extremely generous gifts have enabled the wonderful renovation of both St. Matthew's and St. Paul's churches. Special gifts for special purposes. Yet I think unknowing generosity is equally special. Its very ordinariness builds generosity into the warp and weft of church life. Giving becomes part of what it means to be a Christian. An everyday feature of living life with God, an ordinary part of following the extraordinary Jesus. It's one of the reasons my family and I choose to give regularly to church as well as other causes. Unknowing generosity changes the focus of giving from the destination of the gift to the source of the original blessing. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, says the second verse of Psalm 103. Even though I can't know the exact use to which my gift will be put, I'm reminded that all things come from God. As we give, we notice God's gifts to us. We catch a glimpse of heaven. And when we give in faith that our gift, however large or small, will be used well, we are reminded cheerfully to trust not just the church or charity, but to trust God. For by giving, we let go of what we possess. We decide to depend a little more upon God's provision. And by taking steps of faith, we demonstrate to ourselves the abundant life God promises. It's exciting and humbling to see God provide. It's awe-inspiring to know that God invites us to join with him in blessing others. Perhaps that seems unlikely. It's true that unknowing generosity may never know the extent to which our gifts are God's grace to others. But without it, we can be sure that the church would struggle, while with it, all things are possible. So I'd encourage you to give, to enjoy giving, imagining God blessing those beyond ourselves through your unknowing generosity.
Let us pray. Generous God, whose world overflows with abundance, create in us the desire to share your blessings with others. Inspire us and guide us to give, both knowingly and unknowingly, that your kingdom might come. This we ask in the name of your greatest gift, Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.